The men squatted on their hams, sharp-faced men, lean from hunger and hard from resisting it, sullen eyes and hard jaw. And the rich land was around them. "Did you hear about that kid in that fourth tent down?" "No, I just come in." "Well, that kid's been a-crying in his sleep and a-rolling in his sleep. Them folks thought he got worms, so they give him a blaster, and he died. It was what they call black tongue the kid had. Comes from not getting good things to eat."
"Poor little fella."
"Yeah, but them folks can't bury him. Gotta go to the county stone orchard."
"Well, hell." And hands went into pockets, and little coins came out. In front of the tent, a little heap of silver grew, and the family found it there.
"I've got lots of books," Grandpa said, "and I think there's a couple of puzzles somewhere."
"I like puzzles," said Joel, nodding approvingly. "Do any of them have dragons on?"
"Of course you like puzzles," Frankie told him. "You're the world's biggest nerd."
"I'm not actually that big," he replied, matter-of-factly. "I was 120 centimeters high 3 weeks ago, which is below average for my age.